William Howard Curtis, France, June 18, 1915. Dear Sister, I received your welcome letter tonight. Glad to know that you have already heard at home that I am all right. In our last action, I got a slight wound. There is no cause for worry, and I am back with the battalion. We are a few miles from the firing line now, and will likely have a few weeks' rest before we go into action again. Fighting was fast and furious this time in, under continuous shellfire. Perhaps I was lucky to get out of it when I was wounded. Part of the 1st Brigade made an attack and took three lines of trenches without many casualties. Our fellows say it was sure hell under fire. A British division to our left suffered heavily, and the fighting is still going on. We had a large mine under the German trench, and when it went off, it was awful. It blew men and all about a mile into the air. The German prisoners seemed glad to get over to our side. We are not anxious to add the extra burden to the country of keeping prisoners. You ask if it is more dangerous in the machine gun section? I only wish I could run 10 guns instead of one. So would you if you understood the way things are here. I would just as soon be one place as another in spite of the danger. Just the same, I don't believe in taking foolish risks. Getting souvenirs does not occupy my mind. It's myself I want to bring home as a souvenir. Well, Eunice, I suppose you would like a picture of me at home. I have had pictures taken at different times, but they never sent them on, although I paid for them. I am in a place now where I can try once more, and I do hope the pictures will be sent home this time. I have one of those decorations called a mustache. What's the difference? It will make a good souvenir. There are sheep near our billet here. Last night it was baa, baa, all night long. I felt like using my gun. It is very interesting and exciting tour marching through France. It's a pity that all of us won't be able to come home and tell about it. Many good fellows who had such fine plans now lie beneath the soil. Some will be lucky enough to come safely through, and I sincerely hope that I will be one of those. It's a game of chance, living in this land of war. Whole in body 1 minute, and the next in 1,000 pieces. Let's keep hoping the war will soon be over and there will be peace on earth once again. I must close now. Please give my best regards to everybody at home. With love to all, I remain as ever, Howard.